Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting second. The third baseman, Dutch Ussat. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Art Rubel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rufus Smith. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rufus Smith. And now, play ball. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tavener. Dutch Ussat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ussat takes first base on ball four. Ekrod moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa bunts towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ekrod moves to third. Ussat moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ekrod scores. Ussat scores. Summa moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Blue reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel bunts in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rubel. Ekrod reaches second base with a double. Dutch Ussat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ussat is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ussat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener strikes out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Langford, who is chasing the ball. Shea reaches third base with a triple. Rufus Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt strikes out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ussat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 0-for-0 in the game. Rubel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rubel moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckeye hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Tavener reaches second base with a double. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Rufus Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Ussat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ussat is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ussat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rubel bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt is hit by the pitch. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tavner hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Shea hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rufus Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckeye hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Buckeye reaches second base with a double. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ekrod takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Ussat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buckeye moves to third. Ekrod moves to second. Dutch Ussat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ussat is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ussat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buckeye scores. Ekrod scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Summa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rubel. Summa reaches second base with a double. Ussat moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to home to get a set. Summa moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ussat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geringer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford. Geringer reaches second base with a double. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Geringer moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Heilman trying to get to home. Summa throws the ball into Myatt, who tags Heilman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-3 in the game. Langford hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buckeye takes first base on ball 4. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ekrod hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-3 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warner moves to second. Al Wingo pinch hits for Rufus Smith. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Uzzat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Uzzat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oney Carroll now pitching. Dutch Uzzat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uzzat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Uzzat is called out on strikes. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Gehringer moves to second. Art Rubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rubel bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Buckeye. Gehringer scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Warner reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.